Well, hi there, everybody. Dimitri here, and what is fast becoming one of the great traditions of this podcast, the prologue, the quick note before we get started. If you are looking at this week's episode in your iTunes player or on Facebook, however you listen to us, you probably noticed that it's got an insanely short running time this week. That is sort of my fault and also kind of the fault of circumstances. I tried desperately to find a guest this week to fill out the second segment, of the show. I'm talking to you while eating a salad, and for some reason, the salad has given me hiccups. I tried really hard to find a guest this week and just could not make it happen. It's NFL draft week as we're recording this, and for those of you that are sports fans, you know that for those of us in the sports media, this is a very time-consuming week. I think I have slept probably a total of 7 to 8 hours since Wednesday, and I'm recording this, or since Tuesday, rather, and I'm recording this on a Friday, so, you know, keep that in mind. And for those of you that are not sports fans, the NFL draft is something that is very time-consuming for those of us in sports media. I think I've slept 7 or 8 hours since Wednesday. No, Tuesday. Anyway, sorry for the short run time. We did try and get together or put together a full show. It just did not work out this week. Hopefully next week we'll be back with a full show that is less than an hour, even though we call the show the Extra Magic Hour. I am going back to my salad. Enjoy the short little get together we have.
Welcome to the Extra Magic Hour, a Disney Parks podcast. Here are your hosts, Anne Ravanos and Dimitri Ravanos.
Welcome to another edition of the Extra Magic Hour. I am Dimitri.
And I'm Kat.
And for the next few weeks, it is just the two of us, as Anne has some work stuff going on that she was unable to juggle around for us. So, Kat, just me and you for close to a month, it would seem, once we're all is said and done.
Oh, wow.
Lucky you.
Yes, all right. I love it.
What is happening on what is happening in the news this week?
Okay, the first news story is, I know we don't really talk about this a lot, but it's surprising to me. So Splash Mountain is going down for a refurbishment later this summer. Hmm. So from August 28th to November 16th. And so that's a pretty long refurbishment. And usually Splash Mountain refurbishments are in January.
Right.
So this must be...
The timing is interesting, too. Now, I know technically that is considered value season. At least part of that is considered value season. But it does overlap with food and wine, which is a time a lot of people are going to be there.
That's true. I didn't think about that either.
That's interesting. So I wonder if this is... I mean, obviously they're not going to make major changes to it, but I wonder if this is a matter of changing out some of those animatronics that you can rely on not to be reliable.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, this says that the last major refurbishment was in 2014, so that was 3 years ago, so maybe something, not something major, but maybe you're right about the animatronics.
I mean, I guess it is possible that maybe they could be switching out a scene, but I think we would know about that, right? Like, this probably is major paint jobs, and, you know, that showboat scene, you can pretty much rely on a good chunk of those animals not working as you float past.
Yeah.
But again, the timing is weird because this is one of those rides. You know, one of the reasons I've always heard that it's so hard to take, is it Space? I believe it's Space Mountain. One of the reasons it's so hard to take Space Mountain down for refurbishment. The Haunted Mansion. The reason it's so hard to take Haunted Mansion down for refurbishment or to do something like Haunted Mansion Holiday is it's considered one of those signatures of your Disney trip, and you know that there are going to be people that will complain that they've been saving for this vacation for 3 to 5 years, and they get down here and they can't even do the one ride they've heard they needed to do. I feel like Splash Mountain is in that category.
I thought so, too. And when I found this news story, actually, Eric found it, and he was like, yeah, it's going down 2 days after we leave. And I was like, I thought he was lying, because I was like, why would, like, August and September are still really hot days, or,
yeah,
like, really hot months. And then I read it and I was like, oh, okay, you weren't lying.
Yeah, I mean, again, the timing is weird, but it is one of those things because it is so popular. And I would imagine the element of water also makes it really tough to keep any sort of work you do, any sort of refurbishment work you do, current for an extended period of time. Does that make sense? Like, it would seem to me that just the added element of water would make any work you did on the animatronics that much more vulnerable to having to be done really quickly again.
No, I agree with that. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Okay, what else is on the docket?
The next is that Disney has filed a couple of permits this week for Food and Wine, for Caribbean Beach Resort, and then another permit was filed under Project D, and no one really knows what Project D is, although it's rumored that it's Star Wars Land.
All right. Well, you know, I mean, to give it a code name, even though we all know it's coming, giving it a code name would help throw, I mean, I don't know if this is realistic, but it would help throw, like, Universal and other competitors off the scent a little bit of what's going on.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say the permits for Food and Wine were just about, like, labor, materials, and other electrical supplies for the kiosks. Caribbean Beach, it was, like, adding on to stuff about the Centertown Marketplace, and then they weren't able to find anything about what the Project D permit was. So that, I mean, it's pretty secretive, so maybe something extra special is coming.
Okay, so this is a long shot of long shots, and I think we would have heard rumors by now. But it has been a long time, or longer than usually goes, between parks opening. Now, again, that's the longest of long shots. That is, call it my crazy rumor for the week, if you will. But it would seem like we are due for something huge like that, would it not?
Yes, I agree.
All right, go ahead.
I was going to say, I don't know, maybe that is. I was also thinking maybe this Project D is the Star Wars hotel from the rumor last week.
Could be. I mean, that would be really cool, and I would imagine you would have to, if that's going to be included as part of Star Wars Land, that would have to be part of the first phase of Star Wars Land. That's a big chunk of property to reserve to do something with later.
Yes, I agree.
All right. All right, what else is in the news this week?
Okay, so it was confirmed last week that the gondolas are happening, and I'm still like, why? But whatever, it's happening. Can't do anything about it. So we have a couple of more, like, firm details about how the gondola is going to work. So it's going to, there's going to be 6 stations, 3 lines. So the 6 stations are Hollywood Studios, Epcot, Caribbean Beach, and the lakeside area between Pop Century and Art of Animation Resorts. I just counted, and that's only 4, but whatever. I'm sure there's probably one where it, like, connects the lines.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So, and then each cab is going to hold 10 guests. So.
Wow. So that could make for some long wait times.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Because, like, think if you're traveling with another family, just think about, like, You most likely, depending on the size of the family, you probably wouldn't be able to share a cab.
Right. No, that's very true. And also, it would be, in terms of their mass transit, and I don't know if that's the right word for it, but the stuff on property that's supposed to take a number of people at a time to places, this would be far and away the smallest, because even the Friendship Boat seat, like, almost 30 people, I think.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Man, all right. Well, I mean, look, I heard a conversation this week on Jim Hill's podcast where they were talking about that Disney has been, and whether or not they've announced this yet or this is just back-channeling kind of stuff, they've been trying very hard to get the same sort of exclusive license on this that Universal got on the KUKA arm technology, the technology that's in their Harry Potter dark ride. Because they kind of know that as soon as this debuts at Disney, it's very likely that theme parks all over the country are going to try and figure out a way to incorporate a gondola system.
Oh, that's true. I was also thinking, while you were saying that, it doesn't really have anything to do with what you were saying. But someone posted that they got an email from Disney they're staying at Art of Animation, and they got this email that said, we're going to start construction soon. It won't be happening between dusk and 9 a.m. If this is any convenience for you, we're sorry.
It won't be happening while you're sleeping, but good luck getting around everywhere.
Yes, basically. But so from that email, I feel like it sounds like it's going to start pretty soon.
Yeah, well, I mean, I would think this should not. Now, I could be wrong, and maybe labor and union agreements may play a role that we're just not taking into account. But I would feel like this is the kind of thing that you could get up and at least ready for safety testing when the big crowds start coming in July and early August.
Really? You think it could go up that fast?
I would think so, because my understanding is this is not something that Disney has created. This is something that they have seen demonstrated at theme park shows over the past couple of years. So I would think whatever company it is that's behind this must be able to get these in the ground and up fast enough. Now, whether or not they'll be ready for riders by then, I don't know. But at the very least, up for safety testing and to build excitement. I don't think it'd be impossible if they got started here the next month, maybe?
I mean, I guess it's possible. I don't know. I don't know, really. I don't pay attention to construction stuff. From my window at work, I can see there's construction on the road, and it's been like that since last April. So that shows you how fast they work in Cincinnati.
Right. Well, I mean, look, there is always, you know, the other thing to consider, too, and I probably did not think this through well enough, but there's also probably hours that Disney would prefer they're not working. So that will probably slow things down a lot. I don't know. Maybe it's just gut, but I feel like this would not take nearly as long as a ride project would.
I guess that makes sense.
I mean, there's just not as much detail work that has to go into it. You know, you have the gondola, which is going to be assembled in some factory, whether it's here in the U.S. or overseas, that's just going to come in. That's the main part of it all.
That's true. And I guess all they need is just, like, posts and cables and electric.
Right. Now, I mean,
or electricity.
This could go up very quickly, and then safety testing could take a while. That would not surprise me. But I have a feeling we're going to see this in the ground and moving, whether it's full of people or not, I don't know. But at least in the ground and moving before the end of the year.
Okay. Now that, like, we're talking this out, I can see it. I see it, definitely.
All right. You're on Team Dimitri. What else is in
this? Yes. Okay, so that was our last news story. Now we have our rumor, and this, like, blew my mind when I read this. Now, it's from the WDW Magic Forum, so I guess everything you have to kind of take with a grain of salt. But this is saying that from multiple sources, the Enchanted Tiki Room is going to go away.
Ooh.
Like, for good.
Okay.
In this post it says, I will only call this a rumor, but the gondola system is a rumor and happening. The rat ride at Epcot is a rumor and is happening. And the speedway removal is a rumor and happening. Those last two, they're still not confirmed. So I don't know what this guy is talking about. but it says what will replace it is unclear, but one source suggests it could remain with a new Stitch overlay, which is dumb.
Huh.
And then because there are other plans for Adventureland, because Moana's moving there and other stuff is happening there, that's why they think that they're going away. Now, when I was reading this, I was like, all of this does not seem true. But it was the most fun rumor I found this week, so I went with it.
Well, I mean, look, you do have to acknowledge this, right? Like, it is, you can basically go into Tiki Room any time of the day and not just get a seat. You can lay down with no real problem. You know, it's not like they're stacking people in the Tiki Room. I know that it's one of those that a lot of people have trouble letting go of because Walt created the original Tiki Room, but you would have a tough time convincing me that everyone that says they would hate to see it go would actually hate to see it go.
I agree with that. I liked it better when it was under new management, which I know
really?
That's kind of like sacrilege to say, but I really enjoyed it then. Now, I think I only saw it once under new management, but I don't know. Zazu and Iago were just funny.
I would tell you this. Like, here's another, I don't know if it's sacrilege, but another admission along those lines. I had never been in there until last year.
Really?
Yeah, like it never in a million years did the idea of it appeal to me, and I finally went in and all of my preconceived notions were confirmed.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like the greatest thing ever. Like when we went in it our last trip, but it was kind of just because we didn't have we were done with our fast passes. We had a while until our next one, or like our fourth one that we grabbed. So we were like, it was really hot. So we went into the tiki room to cool off.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what we did. Like, as soon as we got into the park, everything had such a long wait, and it was hard to, you know, keep telling the kids, oh, 45 minutes, 45 minutes. So we just finally took them in the tiki room because we knew we could walk right in. And it's the first time I had ever, in a million years, thought about going in the tiki room.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, look, that's a really small bit of real estate. They can't do much with that, I wouldn't think.
The only thing that, like, I could really think of them doing, which doesn't make sense either, I thought that's where they could put Moana in.
I think,
like,
that
they could make it into a character meet and greet.
I really do think that makes the most sense, because not only is it a small bit of real estate, you can't do much with that building because it backs up to two food areas. And you can't do anything to take those kitchens out of commission.
Yeah.
No, I think that idea makes a lot of sense because it would be very similar to kind of what they did with Tinkerbell when the fairies were over in Fantasyland, which was you had this long but very I guess the Tinkerbell one wasn't themed very well, but it was, you know, there were paintings all over the walls and you never forgot who you were going to see. You could really build up the excitement of going to meet Moana, and I think you and I talked about this before. We both agree it seems pretty unlikely they would ever do a Maui, right?
Yes, although I think it would be so cool.
I think so too, and maybe, who knows, maybe they'll come to some sort of idea of how they can do it without offending anybody, but it is one of the meet and greets in the park that is new and exciting at the moment.
Yeah.
All right, so I guess all we can do at this point is wait and see what goes on with the meet and greet, or excuse me, with the
oh, good room. Lord,
tiki room. Thank God you're here. The other thing I was going to say is, have you heard the recent reports about Rivers of Light?
No.
Now, did you guys go see Rivers of Light while you were down there?
We did.
So I've heard that people that have seen it recently that also saw it at the cast member previews have said it has actually gotten worse than it was at cast member previews. Did you?
Really?
I can't remember if you talked to us about what you thought about it or not.
I don't think I did. I really enjoyed it. It was the effects were really, really cool,
uh-huh.
And the music was really, really cool. I don't think there was a point of having, like, the boats and the floats, if that makes sense.
Right.
Like, I felt like you were never supposed to look at the, like, on the lake. You were just supposed to look, or at, on the river, whatever. You were just supposed to look at the water screens, which, I mean, those were really cool. And I would recommend going to see it if it's a once-in-a-lifetime trip. I don't know. I liked it. I enjoyed it. But I don't think I have to go see it again in August.
Right. Yeah. And so most of what I've heard is that some of the water screen effects that were the most impressive during the cast member previews are things that they realized they could not make work every night and have since sort of taken them out of, I don't know if rotation is the right word, or just taking them out of the show.
I didn't see the cast member preview, so I don't know. So, but I thought the water screens were cool.
One of the things that they point to was there. Did you see an effect with the with a peacock?
No.
Okay, so that apparently is the one that most of what I've read have said that they're really disappointed got taken out, because that was the lone, like, breathtaking kind of highlight of the show.
Okay.
And I don't know what that means exactly, but there you go. Let's see. There was one more thing. Oh, this is not a news item by any stretch of the imagination, but because you are officially a Disney travel agent now, I'm going to need you at some point to get or to muscle your way into a preview of the new Copper Creek cabins at Wilderness Lodge.
Okay.
Because I just want to know what they are.
Okay, well, maybe I can try in August, because we are actually going to go eat at Wilderness Lodge for a dinner one night. So.
You totally should. Call Disney and see if they'll take you over there.
I will.
Yeah.
They give travel agents tours, so, like, I will call and ask.
Yeah, you totally should, because this is, for people that don't know, Copper Creek, I think the villas open in July, but for so long, this was, like, right around the time or right after the villas at the Polynesian opened to sort of, like, very tepid reviews, especially based on what the price were for them. So they were building these things that everybody could see from the boats and from a portion of the monorail, and Disney would just deny that anything was going on over there. So I've got to know what they look like from the inside.
Okay, I will try my best.
All right. Kat, thank you so much.
I just want to plug in one more thing. So
yeah,
they just
ahead.
Released a couple of offers yesterday, free dining and room discount. So if anybody wants to go in the fall, hit me up.
And you do more than just the parks, right? Like, you can do the cruise line, too.
Yes, I can.
I believe I just saw not too long ago they released their full 2018 cruise calendar, too.
They did.
So everybody, go tell people how they can get your email, even though we're going to play it right after this.
So my email is Katarina, KATARINA, at magicaltravel.com.
Or
you can call me at 859-835-2455.
All right. Thanks, Kat.
No problem. Hey, everyone. It's Kat. We all know planning a Walt Disney World vacation takes a lot of time and effort. You gotta choose a resort, book dining, and choose fast passes. Well, I want to take the stress out of your vacation. Book your vacation with me through Magical Travel, and your trip planning will become as easy as pie. I'll take care of all the fine details for you at no additional cost. What's great about it is that you won't have to wake up early to get those hard-to-book reservations like Be Our Guest or Cinderella's Royal Table. I'll do my best to make your vacation the most fun and relaxing it can be. Even better, when you book a trip with me, I'll throw in a Disney gift card for you. Email me for a free quote at katarina@magicaltravel.com. That's KATARINA @magicaltravel.com. P.S. I also do all other Disney affiliates, so if you want to venture outside of the world, I will be able to help you there too. So what are you waiting for? Let's make your next trip magical.
All right. I didn't have much prepared for a goodbye, plus Kat is literally recording on company time at the moment from her job. So, Kat, thank you.
Bye.